Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I have an update, a clarification from Two Will Hardo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he's caused some ripples in the pond of the program today.
Well, earlier today, we were talking about drug use because the president mentioned it in his speech last night that we're going to be putting out there a lot of money for commercials and public address announcements, public service announcements about using drugs.
And, you know, part of it, honestly, is woven into the tariff package. The tariffs on Canada and probably Mexico, too, I assume, are in part to stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States.
That's right. That's what.
Now, from what I have heard, the amount of fentanyl that comes across the border from Canada into the United States is about 1% of the fentanyl that enters this country illegally.
It's Mexico, yes. Canada, no.
Different.
That's what I'm hearing. So Hardo says, and this is an hour and a half ago, look, I'm not saying that commercials about drug use will do anything, but we got a problem with the white trash amongst us going to any Walmart. Nobody has teeth. Okay. His words. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
So he says, I want to clarify. I shop at Walmart too. Biggie and I shop at Walmart. Christim does not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Full disclosure. And he says, I'm not saying only white trash shops at Walmart. I'm saying the white trash that does shop at Walmart loves meth.
Okay.
Oh, meth. Okay.
And pills.
Good old-fashioned meth.
And pills. Good old-fashioned meth and pills. That's what they're on. Okay, right.
I've been thinking, I've put this idea together. It's taken me a few weeks. Again, after meeting people at our Two Guys Named Chris comedy show. And like Chris Dem not shopping at Walmart.
Yeah.
I've had this theory for a while. I think I finally worked it out.
Yeah.
Chris Dem, people love him.
Oh, yeah.
Far and away, the most popular member of this show.
Let me tell you what a lot of people told me at the Comedy All-Star Show's meet and greets. They said, shut up. Let Chris Dem talk.
Everyone loves Chris Dem.
Of course. Of course. He's very worldly, and yes.
I realized this as I was talking to a man who could not stop talking about how much he loved Chris Dem.
Yes.
Huh.
But he looked like me. And you know what I thought?
He's
Chris Dem is what all of us want to be.
Huh?
But they're more like you and I, Chris Kelly, in real life.
Well, let's not lump the two of us together.
Oh, we're Walmart shoppers?
Well, you know, we share something. let's not say they're like you and me.
Okay, all right. Let me rephrase this. Financially, they're more like me.
Yeah, there are multiple dividing lines in the room.
Some lines, you know.
But, you know, in our heads, we all think of ourselves as a Chris Dem. That's what we're like, I love him. He's just like me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bruh, you're more like me than you ever realize.
What is, I think it's been said politically, you know, he's what they want to be.
Yeah.
You're what they are.
Yeah.
I don't know about this theory, but
it's a good theory.
Absolutely. I think because I was talking to this guy, he's like, Chris Dem is great. We have so much in common. And as I'm looking at him, I'm like, no, you don't.
No.
You look just like me. You're an ill-fitting t-shirt. You said you just ate at Burger King. You and Chris Dem have nothing in common.
Yeah.
You are like me.
That's right.
You want to be like him, but we all want to think of ourselves.
Right. You're not taking French lessons?
No.
No. You are not.
No, he's taking French lessons.
Taking French lessons. You taking French lessons?
You just had French onion soup.
That's right.
At Applebee's.
French fries.
Yeah.
You had French fries.
Yeah.
You ain't taking French lessons. On the subject of drugs, I read this headline too. College kids are back to using good old-fashioned nitrous oxide again. They're getting
Whippets.
Whippets.
Weirdly getting popular again.
It's called hippie crack, laughing gas, Whippets, all of these things. And TikTok has shown kids how to do it.
Yeah.
And it's just taking off again like wildfire.
How are they getting their hands on it?
Is it from just like whipped cream?
But that's only a tiny amount.
I don't know, to be honest. I honestly don't know how they're doing.
Do you still do? Did you still ever get a thing of whipped cream where you go to spray it and somebody's used it all up?
And you get your whipped cream in your
I
mean, that's the first and only time I ever did it was at a food town in Williamsburg.
One guy says, our frat boys are all carrying, they all have butane tanks back in their...
Had to be other sources.
That's what they have, yeah. So you were asking, that's right. And these butane tanks are, you know, people just keep going and going and getting high on.
Is that like you would get for a refillable butane lighter or something of that nature?
I'm out of it on this. I don't know anything about this. Inhalant abuse is nothing new. Abuse experts are saying the prevalence of smoke shops and online shopping have made it very easy to get your hand on nitrous oxide through many different sources.
Have you had the talk with your kids, Kelly?
No. Well, I had a talk with my son when we took him off to college. We were driving together, and I said, I just don't want you to be stupid. You know, don't be stupid. I've had the talk I have with him is never, ever take any pill that is not given to you by a pharmacist or your parent. You know, I don't care if some – listen, watch The Pit and
big
you'll understand this.
Yeah.
I don't care if your roommate says, here, take this, you know, just to stay up late and study. It could be laced with fentanyl. That does scare me.
You know, we talked to a police officer not long ago who basically said at this point, just assume every drug has fentanyl in it.
Exactly. So I was like, if you're not getting out a bottle of Advil that you've bought or given to you by a pharmacist or your mother or myself, then do not put that in your body, period. That's where I just saw that list. It's going to have me up nights. Things that are slowly and surely destroying us that we pay no attention to.
Humans or the earth itself?
Humans. It's like these are destroying us and we just kind of blissfully go about our lives and don't think about it. For instance, microplastics that are everywhere now. Plastic was created in 1907. It's 118 years old. It's in more now than it ever has been before. It's strangling the oceans and it's making us sick, but it's difficult for scientists to study it long term. There's no control group. Everybody's on plastic. Chris Tim's having a plastic bottle.
I cracked open a bottle as you were reading the headline.
Exactly. You know, that's just how it is. And they're saying plastics are terrible for you. Terrible for the earth and humans, but we don't care.
Because they're cheap.
They're cheap.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very cheap and easy to transport.
Correct. Cell phone addiction, social media addiction.
That was going to be my next guess.
You know, we know that. That has been talked about, but there's not much being done about it. You know, TikTok has not been banned and kids are all over.
Excuse me. But occasionally we do hear pockets of youngish people getting dumb phones.
Yeah,
you know,
occasionally
buying digital cameras, not using their phones.
You do hear about
I'm not saying it's widespread, of course. I think your average teen probably has a TikTok and a Snapchat and Instagram.
Yeah. Well, remember the other day, my wife was telling me that literally colleges are teaching how to make a phone call to like a customer service line because kids are they have so much stress and anxiety over talking to someone they don't know.
Never had to.
Because they don't have to do it. That leads to the next one, isolation from community, meaning the ability to go online and avoid talking with anyone in your immediate surroundings has crippled the social ability to talk to other people. You know, we are losing the way to talk to other people.
Bruh. Sup.
I do see that happening. I don't know how dangerous it is.
Is it inside the house, Kelly?
Oh my God. Is it inside the house?
Yeah. But you know, we've interacted with your son at my wife and I at your Super Bowl gathering and at his high school graduation. He's personable enough. He can carry a conversation on with adults.
It has helped that he's gotten these jobs where he has to interact with the public.
Yeah, that's true.
Jersey Mike's and now the gym where he works, because he's in charge of trying to sign people to join the gym. And they had to teach him, like, here's how you do it. And he said that has helped him immensely.
I'm sure.
Of course.
Before that, he didn't have to do it. And many times, you get folks who are young who are like, bruh, and you don't know.
Now, your son's almost 20. Your daughter's younger.
Yeah.
Does she have social anxiety in that way?
Yes,
have you noticed?
Yes. Oh, yes. She does a lot of like.
She can't order at the drive-thru.
No. Right. And like,
even still.
She pet sits. And sometimes I'll say, you know, call or even text the person you're pet sitting for to ask a question. She's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to. You know, they're very reticent to do that.
But the fish is floating on top of the bowl.
Exactly. Now, I'll tell you this, though. Yesterday, you know this kid we got here with the orange hair?
Yeah.
Good kid. I like this kid. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Well, he's got orange hair. And he works here.
But apparently he's got a good rep in the building.
We're
building a good rep.
I just met him yesterday. We had that meeting yesterday. And of course, I walk in. What am I? Judgy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Great. The circus is in town, am I right?
Exactly. That, by the way, that's next on the list. Lack of empathy for any human being.
Oh, we've lost empathy. We do not care.
Now, I might be.
That's eating away at your soul, Kelly.
Okay, yeah. That might be one that hits close to home. All right. Okay.
We are beyond uncaring
things
now.
That are killing us. Lack of empathy.
You don't use plastic water bottles. You do use reusable, but you don't care a whit about your fellow human.
No.
Well. Listen, this guy yesterday, I was so impressed with him. He just sat during the meeting, and at the end, his name's Jalen. And someone said, Chris Kelly, I don't believe you've met Jalen. He's our intern. And I knew him as Orange.
Ooh!
And I was like, So I shook his hand and thought, let's see what we get here.
Yeah.
And he said, hi, I'm Jalen. I'm so pleased to meet you. I've enjoyed listening to parts of your show. And I said, oh, thank you. That's right. And all of a sudden, I'm like, what? You know, my heart's, beat out of my chest.
A fan.
And he says, does the other Chris come to this meeting? And I said, no, he used to. And one day he walked out and never returned.
He does things like that.
I said, he does things like that.
Yeah.
It's called the power of no.
That's right. The power of no, Jalen. Mm-hmm. And Jalen said, gosh, I respect that.
Yeah. I knew he was my favorite for a reason.
All right.
Yeah.
He okay, orange hair, Jalen.
Really great. I like orange hair, Jalen, a lot.
And we can't call him OJ, orange Jalen.
No, can't say. No.
But it's perfect. It's orange Jalen, OJ. OJ.
Does Biggie ever come to this meeting?
No.
Jalen, I'd like you to take a look at those steps. If it's not on the same floor, Biggie ain't.
You see, Jalen, they put the meeting upstairs, and so Biggie cannot and will not be up here.
The irony is there's free food.
That's right.
At all these meetings.
Yet he will not be. I said, Jalen, on your last day when we have a little party for you, Biggie will not be attending because it'll be in this room. What a great young man. And look, and listen, let's say something about me.
Prejudging.
Prejudged, and then he turned out to be just terrific.
Well-mannered, polite.
Wonderful.
Inquisitive,
talkative, to the point, but not overly talkative.
Good.
I liked him very
much. I'm glad he's in the building.
Very much. Me too. I like him a lot. Things that are killing us, but we just don't even pay much attention to it. Sedentary lifestyle. Say no more. People sitting around all day doing nothing. Sedentary lifestyle.
If you rest, you rust.
If you rest, you rust. Motion is lotion.
Ugh. I'd like you to take a look at the stairs. That's all I do now is rust. I can't even rest properly.
Rest is rust. Rest is rust.
And rust never sleeps.
Right. Absolutely zero understanding of nutrition, and we pay no attention to it, whatever. Even if you know potato chips are terrible for you, we eat them all the time and don't care. Fast food, I mean, we know that.
You know, we've talked about fat logic all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, hey, I don't smoke. Yeah. I'm going to eat a bag of chips.
That's right.
Well, hey, I'm not doing heroin. I'll crack open a cold
one. I'm going to have a hot dog. I have a tough enough life. I'm having a hot dog.
I'm in a rush. Yeah, you know, a lot of it is I'm in a rush now. I'm going to eat out. I'm in a rush.
Unfortunately, I think it is crippling us. I do. I agree with this, that it is really hurting us. But
look at the medical advances with pills. It can let you live with diabetes and the gout and all blood pressure, all these medicines.
I know. Look at the medicines keeping me alive right now.
Look at them.
But what kind of life is
they're it? They're more medicines than steps in the building.
I got a night and day thing now. I got to remember.
A day-night reminder?
That's right. Things that are slowly killing us, we pay no attention. Disinformation, especially on the internet.
Of course.
100%.
Well, we just argue, no matter what, it depends on which side you're on, you're never going to believe anything the other side says now.
I mean, that is just...
You could be... It is so much so now, mm-hmm. I find, you could be presented with actual, real evidence of something. Mm-hmm. And people are like, mm-mm.
Well, look at the fight in the Oval Office last week. If you watch one channel, it was, my God, President Trump is ruining this country. If you watch another, it's, thank God somebody stood up for this country.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, it mm-hmm. is a complete difference.
And arguing is pointless now.
Absolutely. Mental health struggles. Many people, you have anxiety, depression, burnout. What do people in the workforce say? Power through. Just push through. Why is everybody looking at me?
Well, we know you. You're king of that.
That's right. Even B.B. Shea, when he had actual gout, said I made him feel small for not coming in, even though he couldn't walk.
He was calling from the hospital?
He was. And I said, so you'll be here, right? He said, I can't walk. I said, you can get in here. Come on now. You can drive, can't you? You can crawl. Mm-hmm. Get in here. And finally, stress. Simple stress is killing us, and we don't do anything about it. You know?
I worry about that with you.
I know.
Plenty of people do have something about it. I mean, you self-medicate. That's what we do. For stress,
booze and pills,
sure,
but that's bad.
Yeah,
I mean that's your stress leads to booze and pills.
Well, how else are you going to get around it? I mean, you can't remove yourself from the workforce.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, how can you? Can you make work less stressful somehow? Difficult. That's just a difficult problem to have. Really, is stress. Man, that ate away at me. I'll tell you that. I was looking at all those things, and I thought to myself, "Am I? Do I have a lack of empathy for humanity?"
Absolutely.
Certainly hope not. I can't imagine anyone saying that about me.
Coming up.
Jalen would never say that.
No, Jalen would not say that.